The photo booth was a camera, studio and film developer rolled into one. There was no film in the camera, but the pictures were taken directly onto a strip of paper with six different frames. The processing of the pictures took 7 minutes, and the pictures were therefore called 7-minute pictures. Photographer Ólafur Magnússon imported this machine, Photomaton, to Iceland in 1930, 3 years after its manufacture began in Germany. He first operated a separate photography studio with the photo booth in Bankastræti, but then moved the machine to Templarasund, where it was used intermittently in Ólafur's photography studio, and then to Skindimindir, literally fast pictures, until 1987. Photo booths provided a way to produce inexpensive pictures quickly. In the latter years of World War II, the photo booth took on a new role when the government was authorized to require everyone, aged 12 or older, to carry a passport issued by a chief of police. Police chiefs in many electoral districts decided to allow this provision to go into force in their areas. Within 2 months, all the residents of Reykjavik, 30,000 people, had to obtain a passport. Many of those passports had pictures taken in this photo booth. Identification cards later played an important role for young people, often making the difference of whether they were allowed entry at this and that restaurant, and the photo booth again served this purpose. In the 1950s and 60s, many people recall sitting in this photo booth in Templarasund. Increased registration through the use of personal identification documents was one step in the government's growing surveillance and involvement with its citizens.